Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is paid programming.
Welcome to Medical Radio Buffalo, the informative radio program showcasing the world-class medical community of Western New York. Each week, we will talk with medical experts that are leaders in their field. They will share with us their knowledge, their passion, and many of the medical and scientific breakthroughs that are being made in healthcare today. And now, here is your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and we're back with you here on Medical Radio Buffalo, an informative radio program showcasing the world-class medical community of Western New York. We're here to talk to a lot of wonderful experts that we have in our area, so you know what's available here, and you also have a better understanding of what some of these folks do. This morning, my very special guest is Dr. David Regan, who is a board-certified plastic surgeon over at the Center for Plastic Surgery on Main Street in Williamsville. That office has been open for almost 30 years. Doc, it's nice to have you here. You and Dr. Scharf do an incredible job, and many, many people consider you guys the gold standard here in Western New York.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
I think it's very true. We have a lot of interesting things to talk about, because I think when you talk about a plastic surgery office, it's kind of like the umbrella is a lot of interesting things that you cover. You cover surgical, non-surgical. I think it's your office's approach to different things. And so we're gonna try and cover that in the next 12 minutes so people get a better understanding of what it is you do. Because when it comes to plastics, a lot of it is the experience of the doctor versus then if you need your tonsils out, this is the way to do it. And I know that your office, one of the keys to success is that you and Dr. Scharf are so experienced, but you are very honest with your patients and you don't do things that don't work. And you get a lot of people, I'm sure, who come to you and say, I've heard of this and I've heard of that.
Right. We're both of us are very conservative. We've been around for a long time. We're both fully trained in plastic surgery, which means 5 years of general surgery and 2 or 3 years of plastic fellowship. It gives you a lot of different ways to approach a problem. It gives you a lot of experience and a lot of tools to work with to make the appropriate decisions for each patient. And we don't do things in our office that we don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of different new technologies, new modalities out there. Then we'll sample everything, we'll look at everything, but only the things that make the cut will end up being in our office.
Yeah, and that's that's for the betterment of the patient. The patient, when they come and ask you about certain things, you have direct knowledge of what you're talking about and the expectation they can walk away with.
Right, because I mean, we all understand that a lot of these procedures are expensive, not just monetarily, but also in time and effort mm-hmm. for the patients. And I never really want to sit in front of someone who's unhappy with their procedure or their treatment at the end of the line. So we really only will deal with things that we believe work, and we do the things conservatively so mm-hmm. that you look better, but you don't look like you necessarily have had something done.
You have a wonderful office because you have the medical office, which is downstairs, but you have a spa that's upstairs. And you like to call it the spa where a doctor is on the premises. And that's important. That's really important because of the things that you do. Let's talk about one of the newer things that you're doing that you offer, and that's called microneedling. And again, it's awesome that you have a doctor on the premises if you're going to be looking at something like microneedling.
Right. Well, there are different kinds of spas, and there are the sort of the run-of-the-mill spa out there, and then when you step that up to make it a medical-grade spa, that's a different level. There is one of us around all the time for all the procedures that are done in the spa, and a lot of our treatments upstairs are medical-grade procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Microneedling is a procedure that's been around for a long time. It used to be done with mechanical needling, which made it a lot more tedious and not as reproducible. The technology has improved that a lot. But microneedling is a way for you to sort of improve the surface texture of the skin. We draw your blood, we put it in a centrifuge, we spin out the red cells, and what's left behind is the plasma. And there are certain growth factors and things in the plasma that can really improve the appearance of your skin. So it's painted on the surface of the skin, and these little tiny needles push it into the living portion of the skin called the dermis. And over a period of weeks to months, the dermis will respond, and the skin surface and texture looks much better.
Now, if you go to a spa, they might say they're offering microneedling, but it's without the plasma, which is really the biggest part of that procedure.
Well, that's what we think.
Yeah.
The plasma is what really puts it over the top.
Mm-hmm. And you will be able to talk to your specialist upstairs, and they can tell you how often you might want to have this done, or you know what it's like, or what the results are like. And it's interesting because you really do have those kinds of services upstairs. Downstairs, injectables. They're changing all the time, and they're doing a better job all the time. And somebody who might come in as a patient and they have something that's bothering them might be taken care of with just an injectable.
That's right. There are many types of injectables out there, and they're changing all the time. The most famous of which is Botox. But there are also the other class of injectable is called a filler, as a broad base. The difference between the two is that Botox is actually a drug, and it's given by dose. Whereas fillers, there's no magic about the filler itself. It's just adding volume. So there is really no dose limit to the filler portion of this. And a lot of times, people who come in with some minor things that they're bothered by can be treated with something as simple as an injectable, either Botox or a filler.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really incredible. Getting back to your spa for a second, I do want to remind people that at your office, you do carry products that are not out on regular shelves. You have to get them from a doctor's office because they're really more concentrated and they're better at what they do.
Right. The ingredients in the different lines that we carry are medical grade and not something that you can buy over the counter.
Right.
We carry many different lines, and the estheticians, which are all trained and licensed, will evaluate your skin and can recommend one of those lines that's suited best for your
right.
skin type.
You know, even when it comes to getting more into sunshine season, I think you folks carry a better grade of sunscreen that you don't get in the drugstore. And it's so worth it to get something like that to protect your skin.
Yeah, sunscreen is very important because we see a lot of people that as you get older, the sun damage is cumulative. And the more you can protect yourself from that effect, the better you look for a longer period of time.
With the surgical procedures, tummy tucks, breast augmentation, body contouring, and the Q-lift, you also will be able to do things upstairs, micro peels, laser hair removal, all that kind of thing that a patient would be looking for to continue staying with your office, so to speak. I mean, these are services, and yet you're working with somebody who is a professional like your estheticians. They're awesome. When you come in and work with these women upstairs, they're terrific when it comes to taking care of your skin in so many different ways. You know, and I always feel like I'm very well taken care of, and if they notice something, your doctor, you're there. You know what I mean? There's a doctor on the premises,
right,
and that is
always
so
around.
Much different than a spa.
And we feel that the spa is an important adjunct to the things that we do, especially if you consider something like a Q-lift.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go to the trouble of mechanically lifting and putting things back where they started from, you're only doing half of the job if you neglect the material that you're working with, and that's what the spa does.
Right. So you really educate, I think, your patient.
Right.
On what it is that you're going to do, what it is that they can expect, and what they're going to get from you, a board-certified plastic surgeon. And we've talked about this before on other segments, which is different than a cosmetic surgeon.
There is a difference. A cosmetic surgery, cosmetic surgeon, it doesn't have the requisite training that a plastic surgeon would have in some of the more basic aspects of. Plastic surgery training gives you the building blocks to have all of the tools to take care of any problem that might arise.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmetic surgery, the fellowships are more limited, and they concentrate only on the cosmetic aspect of a surgical procedure, whereas plastic surgery gives you the background behind all of that stuff.
I want people to walk away from this interview to understand plastic surgery is complicated. It's not easy. And that's why you need as much training as you get to be able to do it. It shows. What you do shows.
It can be complicated. Well, the procedures themselves are complicated. But the part of this that's complicated, can become complicated, is because things don't always go the way you plan them to go. Sometimes there are infections or things can happen. And unless you are able to manage whatever can happen, I don't think you should be doing the procedure.
Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of confidence that you want and the experience you want when you're going to do something like trust your face or a section of your body to go and get an improvement, is that you want a board-certified plastic surgeon who can who really understands the procedure and understands everything about it, so he can take really, really good care of you, he or she. And in this case, it's Dr. Dave Regan, who's just awesome at this. We've also talked about other things that you can do, and you have a lot of information in your office. Depending on what people want, a tummy tuck, breast augmentation, breast reduction, and that Q-lift, which is so interesting because you and Dr. Scharf have come up with that, you can actually do that in your office. So it is not a trip to the hospital. It could be a very, it's a procedure that people are going to be very happy with because it's shorter in duration for them. You don't need the hospital experience, much easier recovery, and wow, what a great result. And how long does the result last?
Well, everyone asks me that question.
Yeah.
Every consult that I've ever done, everyone has asked me that question. And the truth is that the answer is different for everyone. Everyone's aging at a different rate, and everyone will get a different amount of longevity out of that procedure. But for everyone, it's measured in years, not months. Mm-hmm. It turns the clock back 8 to 10 years, and many people will go that long.
And you could do it again.
Yes, easily mm-hmm. reproducible.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just one of those things that you learn when you find out more about this procedure. Dr. David Regan and Dr. Scharf are the best at what they do. The Center for Plastic Surgery is located right on Main Street in Williamsville. They have an excellent reputation. They have an excellent staff. And really, no matter what it is you're thinking of doing, go and talk to these folks because that's what they're there to do. They're going to give you their honest opinion. They're going to give you a good medical opinion where you can walk away educated and you'll understand what exactly is involved. And I think you're going to be happy, super happy. That's why their patients come back year after year again and again. Whether you're concerned about skin cancer, hand surgery, injectables, kinds of things like this. It is the Center for Plastic Surgery on Main Street in Williamsville. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you're listening to Medical Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hospice Buffalo is here, no matter what your diagnosis or their prognosis. Whether improving their comfort or your confidence, while providing for their medical care or your emotional health, Hospice Buffalo is here to comfort, to guide, and to support. Because we're more than end-of-life care. We're quality of life care. Call Hospice Buffalo to get the help you need. Our collaborative team of experts is here for you and your family through any long-term or life-limiting illness. Whether you're the patient concerned for those who support you or the caregiver who is always there, Hospice is here to do more, to listen more, and to be more so that you can worry less. Don't wait for answers. Call 686-8000 or visit hospicebuffalo.com. Hospice Buffalo. Care for them. Comfort for you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you are now listening to Medical Radio Buffalo. We like to say wake up to health every Sunday morning at 6:30 because you get a lot of knowledge from this show, and I'm so happy to be bringing it to you every Sunday morning. MedicalRadioBuffalo.com. Please like us on Facebook. This morning, I'm so happy to have with us Dr. David Regan, who is a board-certified plastic surgeon at the Center for Plastic Surgery on Main Street in Williamsville. And, Doc, it's great to have you here because when I talk about plastic surgery, this umbrella of plastic surgery, it's a real, it encompasses a lot of different things. And we were talking recently, and you told me cosmetics is only 25% of what plastic surgery really is.
Yes, plastic surgery really encompasses a whole lot of things that people don't necessarily think of. Cosmetic surgery is a smaller part of the specialty but gets all of the press, so that's what everybody's aware of. But plastic surgery is also what started as a reconstructive specialty. Back in World War I, when all of these guys were getting these horrible injuries from projectiles, no one really knew how to put them back together. So a group of surgeons got together in a place in England called Aldershot, and they pooled their knowledge and resources and came up with ways to reconstruct these guys, facial injuries, limb, trunk injuries. And out of that experience group, the specialty of plastic surgery, which started, has its roots as a reconstructive specialty.
And I think the word plastic confuses people. Where does that come from?
Plastic actually comes from the Greek or the root word plastikos, which means to mold or to change. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have anything to do with the material plastic at all.
Okay.
The root word is where it comes from. And that's what plastic surgery does. It molds or changes things, uses your own tissue to repair defects, to reconstruct things, or in the case of cosmetic surgery, to try to improve on, mm-hmm. on appearances.
You know, when if you need to have a surgery, usually it's an internal thing. You're having your tonsils out. You're having, you know, things change and then they close you up. But you work with the largest organ in the body, which is the skin. And I can understand why a board-certified plastic surgeon has so much more experience than a doctor who is a cosmetic surgeon. And that, you can have a great cosmetic surgeon, but it's different. It's different.
It's different because I think that the scope of what we're able to do is larger. The building blocks that we've been given through our training are more extensive. And I think all of those things will play in at some point to give us a greater range of options to offer people.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the experience to manage anything that might untowardly happen.
Right, right. And you have a great office because you and Dr. Scharf, you do not do things that you don't believe in. And that's important for your patient to know.
That's right. We're conservative. We will look at all of the new stuff that comes out. We'll examine all the new technologies. But only the things that make the final cut that we believe actually work will end up in
mm-hmm.
our office.
Right. And I think that means that trust factor, you know, with your patients is right up there because you'll be very, very honest with them. And there's a lot of buzzwords in plastic surgery and injectables and the kinds of things that we see in commercials, which, you know, doesn't necessarily equate to good patient care and a result that people are going to expect.
Right. I think that what's important is that you need to have someone that you trust, someone that's been around for a while, and then you're going to trust them to have done the research that you necessarily yourself can't do. You can't go and examine all the new lasers or the new injectables, and you can't weed out the things that work and don't work. You have to actually trust someone to do
mm-hmm.
that for you.
Right. In your office, let's go back to the Q-Lift, because this is an affordable option that is going to give you that great facelift look. You have done hundreds, if not thousands, of these, and you came up with this with Dr. Scharf.
Yes, between Dr. Scharf and myself, we've done thousands of these procedures. we can't take all the credit for this. I mean, less invasive surgery. I mean, that's the way surgery has been going for years already, is for people to try to find less invasive ways to accomplish the same thing. And what that basically does is it's easier on the patient, mm-hmm. and translates into less recovery.
Right.
So there have been many, you know, attempts at less invasive facelifts in the past. But I think that we've come up with a way that will incorporate what's really required to give that procedure longevity and balance that with keeping the recovery to a minimum.
Okay. Let's talk about microsurgery and what that entails.
Microsurgery is basically almost a specialty in and of itself, born mostly out of plastic surgery. When I was a fellow in Ohio, part of my training was in microsurgery, and actually what I really wanted to do when I got into practice. When I came back to Buffalo, I was one of the only people in town that was doing it. And it basically means that you take tissue from one part of the body that won't reach another part. You harvest it with its blood supply, which usually means vessels that are in the order of about a millimeter. And with a microscope, you find some other donor vessels farther away, and you hook it back up.
Hmm.
And then that tissue will live in its new location. So microsurgery really expanded the possibilities in reconstruction.
Where would you do that? And in what cases would you incorporate microsurgery? Where would that be necessary?
Well, there are a lot of functional things. For instance, in a lot of the defects in the lower extremity, once you get below the knee, there really aren't any good options for transferring adjacent tissue. So the only option you have is to take tissue that won't reach the lower extremity and get it there somehow so that it will live. And that's important, for instance, in fractures and in exposed bone or hardware, especially with orthopedic procedures, where they really need coverage for these things, and you can't get it any other way. So you have to take distant tissue and bring it down there. But in particular, when I was doing a lot of breast reconstruction, I went and worked with a guy by the name of Allen at Tulane, and he had perfected a procedure where we took abdominal tissue and moved it up on the chest wall for breast reconstruction. Before him, a guy by the name of Hartramp had created a procedure where they used that tissue but left it attached to the rectus muscle. And the rectus muscle will reach the chest wall, but it left a large defect in the abdomen, and it wasn't perfect. It was good, but it wasn't perfect. Dr. Allen developed a way to harvest that abdominal tissue with its blood supply and leave the muscle intact. So that was a tremendous advancement for the abdominal wall. And then but those vessels wouldn't reach the chest. So you actually had to cut them off, and then we would find new donor vessels or in either the under the arm or on the anterior chest. And with a microscope, you take this tissue, you put it up on the chest wall, and you sew those blood vessels together so that piece of tissue will live. That was called a deep flap. And deep flap has become the gold standard for flap reconstruction after mastectomy.
I've seen procedures where you need a piece of skin and the doctor will actually have it where the patient is growing extra skin and that skin will be taken. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, we're talking about moving composite tissue, which means skin, fat, muscle, all together as a block with its blood supply. That's different from like a skin graft.
Mm-hmm.
Where you actually either partially or full thickness harvest the skin and then move it. That does not have its own blood supply. It has
right.
to regrow a blood supply. They do. I spent a year in a burn unit in Ohio, and way back then we were growing skin.
Yeah.
But there were only a few centers in the country that could do that.
Right. Now, we're speaking with Dr. Dave Regan this morning, and he is a board-certified plastic surgeon, and you can understand from the depth of what he's talking about, a board-certified plastic surgeon has so much experience, and in this case, you really, really can do what you do well because you do understand the underlying body and the muscle structure and the skeleton underneath, and that's what you want when you come in and you say, tell me about the Q-lift, tell me about breast augmentation or reconstructive surgery or a skin cancer treatment. And it must be, in your case too, with plastic surgery, it changes all the time. You must be hearing about new procedures and you're interested in them to see if there's a better way to do things.
Right. It's a constant education. Things are constantly changing. Technology has had a big effect on that, where it's done nothing but accelerate the amount of material that you have to review all the time to find the things that will work. And we're always searching for the latest and greatest. But again, the tenet is that we want to be sure that it actually works.
Right, right. It must be interesting. Like you say, you've trained in certain things. There were constants in the things that you understood. And yet today, I can imagine really for any trained doctor, it's so different. You know what I mean? The way you originally learned something to what is in practice today, it's amazing. You really have to stay on top of your game.
Yeah. Things have changed a lot. Think about things like robotic surgery and a lot of procedures that are done endoscopically now that just wasn't available 20 years ago.
But what used to be a much bigger procedure was that facelift. And now that you and Dr. Sharf can do these wonderful Q-lifts, an affordable option, we should say, for a facelift, which is much less invasive, and yet you really can have a patient walk away with a great result.
The results, in my opinion, are, and my partners, are every bit as good as the more invasive ways that this used to be done, to the extent that neither he nor I even do it the old way anymore. It's just not as good, especially when you consider how long it takes to recover. And all of those things need to be considered when you view this procedure in its entirety.
Right.
It's not just having the procedure. It's like, what are the chances of a complication, and how long does it take me to get back to my normal activity?
Right.
Improving any of those areas is an improvement in the overall picture.
And the bottom line is that the Q-lift, whether we're talking about a woman or a gentleman who's having this as well, what people are so happy with is the final look. You look refreshed. You look terrific. It does not give you that, which I think that awful Hollywood look, where you look like you're in the windblown tunnel. It's a very natural look, and that's what I love, what you guys are all about, because you have a conservative approach to things. It's a natural look, and you're going to be back up on your feet in no time. It's amazing. Some folks don't even opt for anesthesia. It's amazing. Listen, we're out of time, but Dr. David Regan over at the Center for Plastic Surgery, constantly an engaging guest with so much to talk about. We hope that you will visit them and also keep listening to us here, Medical Radio Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.